You may remember a couple of weeks ago we were speaking to the Bishop of Liverpool, the Right Reverend Paul Hayes, who was really annoyed that the sending of personalised handwritten Christmas cards was becoming a thing of the past. Fewer people were sending Christmas cards this Christmas in favour instead of e-cards, e-messages and messages on social media. And he thought that that was not very good. Well, here's somebody he'd be very, very proud of, because a supermarket cashier from Aylesbury truly got into the festive spirit over the last few days by handing out thousands of Christmas cards. It's Josie Brown, who works at Budgeons in Bedgrove, and she wrote more than 4,000 cards this year, which she then gave to customers as she scanned their shopping. And Josie's on the line. Hello there, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
How are you today? All right?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. It's a lovely sunny morning.
It is it? I have not been aware of what it's like outside the window because I can't see daylight yet from here. But how did this all start? I think it started, what, 10 years ago?
10 years ago, yeah. I've been in close contact with Roger Carswell, who's a dynamic evangelist who comes from Leeds, and he travels all over the world to different churches, colleges, universities, and he writes so many different tracts and booklets, and he really preaches the gospel so well.
And why did that lead to you wanting to send more Christmas cards than the average person?
Well, because we want to get the true meaning of Christmas over to my friends and customers and strangers that come in, and some of them say they're Buddhist or Jehovah's Witnesses and they don't do Christmas. And I said, well, please take this tract, which is inside the card, it's about the Christmas truth, and read it, because it was a true story. And, you know, I just pray that God will use those tracts. And because Roger always writes on the backs of his tracts, if you need to know more about Jesus, please phone him up or write to him, and he'll send you copies of the gospel and different tracts.
So do you think that you have had an effect and people have phoned him or contacted him as a result of you putting those tracks and that message in your cards?
Well, I know I've had good reports coming back. Customers have said, oh, thank you very much for that lovely tract you sent me in the card, you know.
So 10 years ago, how many were you sending then, Josie?
I started off with 2,000.
Right.
And then it's gradually increased more and more.
It's extraordinary. So you've not only had to buy the cards, you probably paid for the tract as well.
Oh, yeah. I get 4,000 tracts off of Roger.
And how many do you post and pay stamps on, do you think?
Just over 500.
So any idea how much you spent this year on cards, tracts and stamps?
I take notice of that. I don't take notice of what I pay out. I enjoy my job, I enjoy working, so I use the money and try to use it wisely.
I heard, though, it was about £500. Would that be true?
Oh yeah, good 500, yeah.
That's extraordinary. And, I mean, do you give them out to every single customer you serve in Budgeons?
Unless they refuse and say, you know, I don't do Christmas. You don't get many people that say that, Mike, but you do get the odd one that's, oh, no, I hate it.
And the store company don't mind that, because there'd be some industries and some businesses where, you know, they would say, well, no, you can't peddle Christianity here.
Oh, no, that's it. And I wear all my Christmas badges and wear something different on my head nearly every day at Christmas. And in the year, I wear all smiley badges with smiley earrings, because I don't want grumpy customers.
That's fantastic. So does this rub off on your customers and make them feel happy, do you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, they all remark about my smiley badges.
You were working 6 days a week a few years ago.
I was until I was 60, yeah.
And so you've eased off a bit, have you, since
then? I've been doing a lot of overtime lately, so I do work extra hours.
So what time do you get up? I'm told you're a real early bird.
Work days, I get up 10 to 3.
10 to 3?
Yeah, and I leave home at 5.
Okay, what do you do in the 2 hours, 10 minutes after you've got up?
I've got a wild cat scratching the back door. He wants his food, and I've got different jobs to do, and I will sit down to listen to the headlines of the news at 4 a.m. and have my breakfast, and the time goes so quickly.
Wow. So I hope you've enjoyed a couple of days off this week, Josie.
I have, yeah, I've enjoyed that.
4,000 Christmas cards then you've sent. Are you going to top that next year in 12 months'
well,
time?
Yeah, my boss said you better make it 5,000.
You better. Because I didn't say, but you're 73, aren't you?
That's right, yeah.
Extraordinary. Well, I wish you well.
Really, aren't we? 21 and a half.
Josie, it's lovely to hear from you. Thank you so much for coming on the programme.
Lovely to talk to you.
And I wish you well in 2014 and enjoy the rest of the Christmas period.
Thank you, and Happy New Year when it comes to you.
Thank you, Josie. That's Josie Brown, who works at Budgeons in Begrove in Aylesbury, and she sent out 4,000 Christmas cards this year. With those Bible tracts that were supplied to her by the Yorkshire evangelist Roger Carswell, she spent about £500. Oh,